Fuse Box.
Yes, dear friends, through a cloud of hookah embellished stenchmen. A gracious good day to you, one and all. Welcome to Fusebox number 37. No means yes. Take that out of your mouth right now. I'm just saying.
What?
And I'm your as seen on TV host, Mark Rose, welcoming you into this edition of the program, along with the absolutely obtrusely poignant Milt Caines at the controls over there.
No, there's something to add to the fuse box store. Hookahs with that ear pirate guy all over it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, well, we should take that up at the next board meeting.
Well, hey, can we go back to Suicide Sally's for that board meeting?
Sure, provided you keep the proper decorum this time.
Yeah, but by decorum, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, keeping pants fully on, huh? And not displaying tattoos located in publicly inappropriate places. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Kind of thought Suicide Sally's was quite appropriate, actually.
Yes. You would. You would indeed. Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. Where do we begin? Well, can we begin with the clocks? Let's... Yeah. Can we stop with the clocks already, please? What the hell is this madness about our back, our forward, our back, forward, back, forward, back? You know, if you live in a place like Alaska, the whole notion becomes surrealist. You know what I'm saying? Because there, you might have daylight still raging on at midnight.
This one got your knickers in a knot.
I don't know. Well, look, I'm just getting warmed up. No, seriously. I don't know about you folks, but I had some vague notion that it was all this whole clock thing, this daylight saving time thing, that was all tied to something to do with either farming or making bombs. I was half right. There was certainly no real benefit for farmers. No, dear friends, this cloyingly bitter decision... Can I say cloyingly?
Oh, hell yeah. Sherlock is a big TV success now. Man, every year it messes with my head. I'm always gonna be late for something. Always.
Yeah. Daylight saving time is such an antiquated, outdated, archaic, and just plain stupid, stinking
Modern daylight savings time was first proposed by the New Zealand entomologist George Hudson, whose shift work job gave him leisure time to collect insects and led him to value after-hours daylight. In 1895, he presented a paper to the Wellington Philosophical Society proposing a two-hour daylight saving shift.
Ah, well there, see? There you go. There. You're late for your parole, Officer Milt, because of a bug guy who needs an extra hour to fondle the antenna of...
And in 1905, prominent English builder and outdoorsman William Willett wanted to move clocks ahead 1 hour in order to get in another round of golf during the summer.
An extra hour? To chase a damn little white ball around?
You know, I don't think George Hudson or William Willett got laid enough. Because they both sound like a couple of dickbags.
Well, alrighty then.
I couldn't agree more, Timmy. I couldn't agree more.
Ew. Ugh. Peh. Ugh. Gah. Ugh. Peh.
Are you tired of endless video streams of silly animal tricks, awkward human calamities, and half-baked conspiracy theories?
Which are actually propagated by the Illuminati.
Then we have the solution. Welcome to the Fusebox channel on YouTube. Yes, relive great Fusebox audio moments of past shows, or current shows, or current shows made previous to past shows running currently in the past. Feed your ears for hours of not really video, but feels like it, knee-slapping, sometimes wholesome, but not really, audio goodness. So don't be like Timmy.
Zech. Now.
74.
Me.
On this.
Pich.
Possibly.
Hole was walking.
Disco beat.
Ugh. Ew.
Stop wasting valuable time and join the Fusebox Show on YouTube today.
Fusebox is gluten-free, but may cause itching and swelling. Do not listen to Fusebox if you're pregnant, or not going to not be pregnant. If side effects persist, call your aardvark right away.
You know, I kind of dig those video versions you put up there.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and if you haven't taken a peek at the YouTube channel, we urge you to do so. And what the hell, subscribe and whatever. It's free for Bob's sake. And it's kind of cool. Looking back at those earlier shows,
cringing a bit?
Well, no, not at all. I actually really enjoy seeing them in a kind of a different light like that. But I'll tell you this. It's really eye-opening watching your comfort zone widen.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, because you started out kind of not sure how far you could go.
Hell yeah. I mean, I hadn't really worked with you at all, and wasn't sure if some point along the way here you're going to turn into some tentacled tyrant and want all kinds of crazy processing on your voice and all that.
Hey, don't blow my cover, man.
No, not me. Never. I know what side of my bagel has the cream cheese.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of cream cheese... Thank you.
Always there to help.
I was just reading in Exotic Pet Monthly, a magazine we're both very fond of here, about a new animal craze that's actually not really new. It's kind of an old craze, actually, repackaged somewhat.
Really? I haven't seen that one yet. So, who is Miss April?
Yeah, not in this magazine, friend. No, they're referring to the southwestern prairie squid, found mostly in grassy and sometimes semi-desert regions.
No, not familiar. Kind of gives cuddly a whole new meaning, though.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed it does. But in reality, these critters were big in the 80s. I seem to recall, anyway. Well, that's when I got mine. Oscar. He's right over there in the terrarium. As a matter of fact, we got enough cable here?
Yeah, we should be fine.
Well, let me... All right, pot it down a bit, because I'm going to grab this a bit. Sorry. No, he's a cool guy. He's over here. Walk over here to the... He's in this little terrarium here. Hey, Oscar. Where are you? Oscar, come on. He is kind of shy. Oh, there he is. Ooh, he's a wee slow today, it seems. Must have been a party night. It gets really active in the summer, though.
because he's pining for the beach?
No, it's mating season.
Yeah, can't erase that image.
Yeah, you know, they really are truly entertaining critters. Now, they will bite you if you get to prodding them or something. Otherwise, you know, that beak, I'll tell you. Quite patient, though. And they change colors like a cuttlefish does, so that can be really fun. Normally, they're like this, like you're seeing now, the blue-green there. But I've seen them go a sort of scarlet at times.
Would that be about the time it leaps out of the terrarium onto your face?
Maybe. I surely couldn't say.
Hey, you know, our buddy PQ Ribber out there in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico? Well, he better be on the lookout. Sounds to me like that'd be an ideal place for those things.
You know, that never dawned on me. I should ask him. Should ask him if he's ever encountered... As a matter of fact, let's just ask him now. Let me open the window here. So, hey, PQ. Have you ever encountered a prairie squid out there?
Yeah, you go out into the desert and you hunt them. You take a big tortilla and you kind of sneak up behind them and you grab them, wrap them, and you carry a little Jocaine hot sauce in your back pocket, and it's almost like desert sushi.
Man, I'm getting kind of hungry.
Huh. I never knew that. Makes sense, though, huh? Probably not on Oscar's top 10 things to do when in New Mexico, though, you know? Thanks, PQ! See? You can learn something on this show. Maybe we should cross-categorize ourselves as culinary arts entertainment. So, yeah. Let me just get that. All right. Okay, is that good? All right. So yeah, folks, infinite combinations of infinite possibilities in this wacky, wonderful world of ours, no?
I still say any pet that requires a concealed weapons permit is stretching it a bit.
I saw what you did there.
Huh?
Stretching. Squid, stretching, you know what I'm
saying? Oh! Yeah, you know, my comedic genius is on autopilot most of the time, so I don't know when I'm being clever or...
Oh, I'm totally swept away by your Vesuvius-like inventive prowess, my friend. And speaking of pets, when we come back from this brief reset, we'll take another journey somewhere in America to visit Donnie Ray Burt as... He tries to reclimatize his cat.
The show for everybody, but not everybody will like it.
Somewhere in America. After several cold ones, Donnie Ray Burt has decided to shave his cat.
Nice cold beer out here. That hits the spot on a hot day like this here. Where is my little kitty cat? Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, I see you. You're over there. Come on over here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, there we go. Settle in right there, little kitty, kitty. That's my good little kitty. Boy, it's hot. You must be hot in all that fur, kitty, 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 kitty. How about we give you a haircut? Won't that be nice, kitty, kitty, kitty? Let me get my clippers right here. We'll get you shaved up real good and proper.
Now, you hold still now. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Hold still. Hold still. No, hold still. Ow. Oh, now, don't bite like that. I don't like that. Ow. 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 God damn it. Ow. Oh, ow, my good eye. God, Cheryl Jean, come get the kid. Ow. Oh, ow. 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 Oh, Lord, that's my shooting finger there. Kitty, kitty. Help me, Cheryl Jean. Somebody help me. Oh, the humanity. Ow. Ow.
You have just been somewhere in America.
See, you never, ever want to do that. They just hate it. And above all, they don't appreciate the gesture either. Those miserable... Sorry. So, anyway. Quick mention here that one of the artists we have featured, one of the musical artists, that is, a chap by the name of Kryl Gaust, has a new page up at a place called Orfium.com. You spell that Orfium.com. And that's a kind of an interesting place, by the way. They're taking the big bull by the horns. The SoundCloud thing has, you know, become kind of a major player in all of this, but evidently there are some shady things going on there, and Orfium decided that they would be a place for, well, artists. Imagine that concept, with no hidden fees whatsoever. But anyway, Orfium is this new thing that's just sort of happened, and like most new things, Kryl is all over it. And he's placed a couple of tracks up there for your dancing and dining enjoyment. Links to said page is, of course, in the show notes in this edition of Fusebox. I've assisted in this production of Mr. Gauss for some time, quite a while, actually, because the guy's a bit slippery, and great washes of time pass between sessions. But it's done now, and the next task is the final mastering of this epic tome, as I've said. But in the meantime, he's put up a couple tracks over there, and promises to be less obscure to his public. We'll see about that. In any event, please check it out. Special thanks in order, of course, to Gerald McQuinn for illustrative embellishments on that page. A couple of things up there, but more to come.
You know, he is one strange guy.
What, Gerald?
No, Gaust. I saw him leaving here once as I was coming in, and he was carrying some kind of weird-looking box with, like, vacuum tubes and wires and some kind of hose connected to what I guess was a mouthpiece. But it looked like it would cover the entire lower half of your face.
Yeah, that's him, all right. He makes a lot of his own devices for the compositions. I couldn't really call them songs, you know. I think that thing was used for the opening and closing track on the album. It's actually very cool.
Yeah. You know, he's the kind of guy that looks like he stepped out of one of those black and white science fiction movies from the 50s.
Yeah, you're right. Or maybe like a George Zucco kind of guy. Look him up. He always played very sinister mad doctor types in those cheesy yet, as we all know, guilty pleasures kind of a film.
So, you're just not touching the whole political thing at all, are you?
And on that note... Yes, you know, there are some areas that are even too bizarre for this show. You know what I'm saying?
Roger that, Captain.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to steer clear of that and go play with the prairie squid a while. Sometimes there's just no better choice. Unless, of course, Oscar wants to run. Yeah, this has been Fusebox, number 37, No Means Yes. And I've been your fortified with vitamins host, Mark Rose, along with the semi-translucent Milt Caines at the switches and pulleys, thanking you for pushing play once again on this edition of Fusebox, and to also extend a warm but somewhat oily thanks to our jolly contributors, Jeff Pollard, Myrna Reynolds, and the always delightful PQ Ribber, for taking time out to play a bit. Also, dear friends, check out the spankingly new Patreon page we have just put up. Because if you or someone you know is feeling philanthropic, we'd certainly appreciate the support. And I know the Japanese Pocket Squirrels would truly appreciate any contribution to their seemingly endless need for expensive hobbies. I don't know why. Don't know. So with that, I shall say, until our next cartoon.
Fuse box.